Chapter 1. The Importance of Routines and High Expectations. I was born Alton James Jones on December 29, 1966, in Phoenix, Arizona, to Jimmy Jones Jr., a warehouse manager from Arizona, and Mildred Jean Jones, a communications equipment assembler from West Virginia. My parents instilled a daily routine in our home. They also raised us with the notion that children were to be seen and not heard, which most often meant that one did not speak until spoken to. Weekdays, after waking up, we cleaned our rooms, bathed, groomed, ate breakfast, walked to school, returned home, completed homework and chores, ate dinner, briefly watched television, and returned to bed for the night. Weekends were as demanding. Our Saturday schedule included scrubbing scuff marks from walls and baseboards, washing bedroom windows, including sills, screens, and glass, and the disposal of pet waste from our lawn. After our chores were completed and inspected, we ate breakfast, which often included homemade pancakes, coffee, and orange juice. When breakfast was complete, we were given a brief period of rest and watched television, and then we departed to some sort of church activity. Later that evening, we returned home, ate dinner, and returned to bed for the night. Our Sunday schedule included light chores, breakfast, grooming with formal clothing, and waiting silently in the formal living room until departing for morning church service. The family vehicle was freshly washed and detailed. In the car, children sat in the rear seat and quietly rode to church services. Attending services did not mean sitting idle in a pew as a spectator. It involved active participation. In Sunday school, we were expected to interact with the teacher during question and answer period, and we took turns reading passages from the weekly workbook aloud. Before morning church services, after Sunday school, we reported to our designated places in either the choir or as an usher. After the church services, we returned home, ate dinner, and returned to bed for the night. The weekly cycle returned the following morning. Elementary school teachers would often comment on my quarterly report cards that I seemed distracted, as if I were daydreaming during class. I was. I grew into the mild-mannered boy who was often found observing his surroundings and cautious with his words and actions. It was during these moments of silence that I focused on identifying how I could be the ideal son, please my father and mother, and act as a positive role model to my younger brother and peers, many of those peers who seemed to lack constructive direction and guidance. I hoped my peers would observe my actions and use them as a tool to help them make decisions in their own lives. My mother and father divorced during my adolescent years. My mind was overwhelmed with mixed emotions. Anxiety was the most memorable of them all. I was afraid that I would fail in my new role as the responsible male in the home. My mother began working multiple jobs, and my sister attended school and worked a part-time job. My younger brother and I shared time together after school at home until my mother returned later that evening from her daily work schedule. During the evenings when my mother was away from home, she would receive multiple calls from collection agencies. Agency representatives would repeatedly call our home during evening hours. Frustrated with repeated calls, I decided to answer each call, take brief notes of the conversation, and relay it to my mother upon her return. Conversations with collection agency representatives often included strict and threatening language. My early impression was that these were mean people wanting to scare me and do harm to my mother. As my confidence grew, our conversations became direct with a calm tone. Their confidence grew that the message to her was received and the frequency of call attempts to collect lessened. The nightmare continued for years. I wished it would stop. Time for reflection. Routines and organization versus unstructured time and chaos. Our childhood has an enormous power to influence our lives. Take a minute to think about your own childhood home and family. Did you have routines, chores, and structured expectations? Or did life feel more unstructured, spontaneous, and chaotic? Or was it a combination of both? Here are some questions to reflect on. What three habits or routines from your childhood do you incorporate into your adult life? What lesson can you find from your childhood that might help you today in your journey to financial freedom? This lesson can be either positive or negative. For example, I need to do X, or I shouldn't do Y. Please take a moment to pause this recording to reflect on your own experiences.